Sunday Night with John Cleary.
You're on Sunday Night on ABC Radio around Australia and across the globe. And bringing the globe to us here on Sunday Night is Noel Debien. Noel, welcome into the studio.
Hello, John.
Hi. What's happening?
Well, we are going to Nepal. It's in the news, of course. The Maoists are no longer insurgents. They're now the party of government. But it also happens that Caritas Australia is involved in a regional meeting there with the American Catholic Relief Services. Everybody from all over Asia is in Kathmandu to do some disaster relief preparation, basically. And Jenny Wells is the Australian group leader for Caritas, who does this emergency preparation stuff, and she's on the line now. Jenny, can I ask you just to tell us what the meeting is about?
Well, I'm here working a meeting with our South Asia partners. So there's partners here from Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, Nepal, of course, and India and Pakistan, as well as our American partners. We're having 2 days discussion around disaster response.
I believe there has been a simulation in the Kathmandu Valley.
Yes, last year we conducted a training and simulation over 10 days, taking the emergency response managers from each of those countries. We had a four-day simulation exercise in a village. It's about 2 hours from Kathmandu, and it's where there were landslides a good 2 years ago, and the participants really had no idea what they were going to be doing. It was sprung on them as a natural disaster would happen, so they essentially just got a text message on their mobile phones to say, this large disaster has happened in this area, you need to mobilise and get there as quickly as possible. And they had to make their own way from Kathmandu to the village and then start setting up a base office and start doing assessments. And we had two teams from two different organisations working with staff from five different countries. Took a while, you know, as these things do, the coordination and communication. It was a very valuable learning experience. It, I think one of the strongest things, apart from the technical capacity that these, you know, that was learned, it was actually the relationships that were built, which I think a lot of our work is based on good, strong relationships and trust to be effective.
You mean those relationships between the workers themselves?
Well, we use our local partners and we spend a lot of time working through local partners as Caritas because we strongly believe that they are the ones that know the communities the best, have the trust, and discuss issues with them to find out what's the best way of helping and providing assistance. So that's one sort of relationship that's very crucial. But then, yes, between partners. So when you have people from different countries talking to each other, knowing who you're talking to, knowing that they know you and you can be very honest, really helps build a strong contribution to a disaster response.
So the simulation was based around landslide, is that what it was, because this village had previously had one?
A landslide and an earthquake, and it was the reason for that was doing an evaluation and assessment of Nepal and what are the likely disasters that our partners will face here.
Because it's mountainous, because landslide is a likely thing to happen, of course, here.
Yeah, well, it's because of the mountains, like the geography, but also because I think of, you know, the environmental degradation that's occurred, so much deforestation.
That's because all the trees have been chopped down basically for firewood. If I recall rightly, most of the hills were pretty much stripped when I was there.
Yes, for firewood, but housing. Like, Kathmandu in this region has just grown, and the demand for those natural resources has outstripped supply. It's the natural environment that's suffering.
You mentioned local partners. Now, Caritas, of course, is foundationally a Catholic organisation, not that it only deals with Christians, of course, it deals with all people in need. But I think Nepal would be the only Hindu, officially Hindu nation on earth. How do you form those natural partnerships?
You know, it is the Catholic Aid and Development Agency, so there is the Catholic Church here. Caritas is an independent, I suppose, department of the Catholic Church with particular mission and particular principles and values that guide its work. So while it's in countries like Nepal, it's headed up by a representative of the Catholic Church. The staff are predominantly Hindu, and you could say the same actually for Pakistan, where the staff are predominantly Muslim. And as you said, it's not about providing support to the Catholic community. It's providing assistance to everybody, guided by the principles of Catholic social teaching, where you know, firmly founded, if you like, on social justice principles, and you know, everyone has a right to assistance when in need.
How were you drawn into this Caritas work yourself?
I come from a different background, working with different aid agencies. I don't come from a Catholic background, but from a very strong aid and development background. I have done a master's in international development, and so I guess my most recent experiences were around emergency response, and as Caritas Australia was building their capacity and recruited for that particular role, that's how I got involved with Caritas. The other reason that I joined Caritas is I feel very strongly about the community-based aspect of their work, working with local partners, as opposed to having a strong Western capacity that's flown in, if you like, when a disaster happens, provides lots of assistance and then leaves.
Kathmandu, you're in a bit of a hot spot at the moment because, of course, we've seen on Australian television quite widely recently Tibetan protesters, for example, getting a bit of a thump from the security police for being too rowdy over the Olympic torch. You're there at a time when the Maoists have won significant gains in government. What are you noticing on the street?
Nothing. Kathmandu, when I arrived at the airport, it was as business as usual. Nepal is very much a peaceful country. I know there's been uprisings here as well. And, you know, there is a lot of, I guess, sympathy for the Tibetan cause and also, you know, quite a lot of frustration around the governance of the country. But the day-to-day work, the hotels, the people that we're working with, the taxi drivers, the shops are all open. Everything appears, you know, going ahead as normal.
You're all meeting as agencies about, specific disaster work. My recollections of Kathmandu and then going out surrounding the areas around Kathmandu was I noticed leprosy was still present. I noticed there were high levels of poverty. And certainly when we're reading about the success of the Maoists in the recent election, it appears that that's being tied to discontent with economic progress. Now, are your partners and is your interest, does it also extend to that level of poverty and inequality within Nepal, or is it you're there doing something else and you're not involved in that?
No, certainly Caritas, we have our development side of things as well as our disaster response. So while this meeting is largely around building better disaster response mechanisms within the Caritas network, at the same time, and a far larger component of our work is the development work aimed at reducing poverty, at increasing equality, if you like, addressing social justice issues in different contexts. So that work is definitely going on, and there's large-scale development programs here in Nepal looking at both rural and urban poverty. And I think you know, you mentioned that around Kathmandu. Kathmandu has grown so much, like a lot of urban centres, and you know, there are increasing migration of people here from the rural areas looking for work.
How confident are Caritas within Nepal that they're making progress with those issues of poverty? Are your colleagues, do they seem hopeful?
That's a good question. I think certainly, I'm not sure about hopeful, but certainly passionate about it and committed. There's always, you know, going to be a need for the Caritas partners to work on different issues. I think in terms of Nepal, the way we operate is very much grassroots. So we are addressing the very basic, if you like, issues that affect the community. So small livelihood projects, education scholarships to get children to stay in primary education and then go on to secondary education. And this is all at a very, you know, community-based level. We do advocacy at a higher level to try and change the structures in the country that perpetuate, if you like, that cycle of need
and inequality.
But that is such a long term, and it involves greater change than what one agency can do. You know, it's a difficult question to answer. You know, we stay committed and we see great gains at community levels, at individual community levels, at in terms of individuals themselves, and that's what keeps us going.
I'm always interested to ask each Australian aid worker as I talk to them, what is it that keeps you motivated and going in what you're doing?
What keeps me motivated is the individuals that I meet and the ability to create some change at that level, improvements at that level. I remember when I was in Pakistan just after the earthquake, and I met with a whole group of women who had lost their homes, and a lot of them had lost their families or members of their families. It was very hard. How can I connect with these people? I've come in, I have everything. These people have lost everything, and there's only such a little thing that I can do. But they had a story to tell. They have dignity, and hearing that, listening that, and sharing that more broadly, you saw them all of a sudden, you know, their coping mechanisms came in, and they just, you know, they just grew in front of you, and we're going to rebuild. We are going to go forward here. And I think that's what keeps me going, is the sheer resilience of these people when they're affected by disasters, to keep moving on.
Jenny Wells, Group Leader for the Emergency and Humanitarian Program for Caritas Australia in Nepal, Kathmandu. Thanks for talking to Sunday Nights.
Good to talk to you all. Thank you.